Well, now that we've spent some time talking to Jonathan and yourselves about some of the things that can be achieved by using this kind of technology, it's time to put some of what we've been trying to convey to you into practice and give you a demonstration of it. For the demonstration, I'll be using Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional version 6.1, together with Jaws for Windows version 4.02, and the compatible version of the Jawbone Interface System. Please bear in mind when you're listening to this demonstration that it is not a tutorial on how to use the software, but merely a demonstration of some of the things which can be achieved. I just want to show you that it can be done. For example, I will not be going into specifics about how each task is accomplished. In addition, as you know, we spent some time during the interview preceding this article talking about the merits of this technology, some potential client groups who would derive benefit from it, and the reasons why this specific combination of software is necessary, so I shall not reiterate those details. The first thing we need to find out, then, is the status of the microphone. It's important to be able to verify this, because many users will have Naturally Speaking start when Windows is loaded. And similarly, if one is interrupted during the course of text dictation or PC control, you would need to know whether the microphone is in an active or passive state before you continue giving instruction to the PC. After all, there's no point in dictating text or issuing commands if the microphone is in sleep mode, because it's just not going to obey your instructions. Microphone status.
The microphone is sleeping. Please say, wake up, or kick microphone to activate it.
Okay, so the microphone is in passive mode at the moment. What I'm going to do is to activate it by the use of a simple command. I shall then launch Microsoft Word, and of course that's a word processor with which many of you will be familiar. I'll then dictate a sentence, and then put the microphone back into passive mode. Wake up. Start Microsoft Word.
Document 1, Microsoft Word. Document 1, page 1, edit. I am preparing this demonstration
of this wonderful technology, comma.
Of this wonderful technology, comma.
Especially for the main menu program, full stop.
Especially for the main menu program, full stop.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
A couple of things to note. First of all, when I issued the commands wake up and stop listening, two WAV files were played, one for each announcement, and this obviously together with the speech that Jawbone issues through JAWS notifies you that the microphone is in an active or passive state. The other thing to observe is the way that I was dictating the text itself. Apparently, it is possible to dictate text at a fairly rapid rate into Naturally Speaking. However, if you do that, you lose the element of control that you really need, particularly in the initial stages. Once you become more confident with this software, then you may want to dictate text faster than I was doing, and then review the text back later and correct your mistakes. But certainly in the early stages of training, which is a process you need to go through in order that Naturally Speaking can recognize the way that you say things, it's very important to correct your mistakes fairly immediately. The only way that you can do that is to dictate a phrase and then to listen to what Jawbone is saying. And obviously, if it's wrong, clearly you need to make a correction there. One of the ways that you can make corrections is through what is called the correction dialog box. Now, with that particular sentence I dictated, we had 100% accuracy. However, if I dictated a phrase with which Naturally Speaking was perhaps unfamiliar, Jawbone would, of course, immediately report that phrase back to us because we're dictating at a fairly slow pace. You can then use the command correct that, and once you've said that, Naturally Speaking will bring up the correction dialog box. This is a series of options which Jawbone will read out. And if one of the options is suitable, you can select that, thereby replacing your original phrase with the new one that you've selected from the list. You can also spell either part of or the whole of one of those choices. There are various ways you can do that, and I don't propose to go through every single permutation now. But when I dictate the next paragraph of text, hopefully something will not be recognized correctly and we'll be able to make use of the correction dialog box. The other thing to point out before we continue is that it is possible, of course, to execute various commands as you would be able to do in a word processor. While you could continue to dictate and dictate and dictate, the formatting of your text wouldn't be all that wonderful. You would have paragraphs that were literally huge, rather than the text being presented nicely in small, manageable chunks. So once I've woken up the microphone, the first command you'll hear me issue is new paragraph, which will create a blank line between the end of our sentence and what we're about to dictate. Wake up. New paragraph.
New paragraph.
This is a program presented each week.
This is a program presented each week.
By Jonathan Mosen.
By Jonathan Mosen.
Correct that.
Spell dialog. Spell or type the word or phrase. You may also say choose one or another number. Edit. Correct it. By Jonathan Mosen.
Tell me choices.
2 dialog by Jonathan Mosen and 3 dialog by Jonathan Mason. 4 dialog by Jonathan Mosen's. 5 dialog by Jonathan Mosen in. 6 dialog by Jonathan and Mosen. 7 dialog by Jonathan Mosen on. 8 dialog by Jonathan Mosen is. 9 dialog by the Jonathan Mosen.
By Jonathan.
B-Y.
By.
Spacebar.
By.
Cap J-O-N.
By John.
A-T-H-A-N.
By Jonathan.
Spacebar.
By Jonathan.
Cap M-O-S-E-N.
By Jonathan Mosen.
Click OK.
Edit.
Say line.
This is a program presented each week by Jonathan Mosen. Say line.
Comprising news of technology.
Comprising news of technology.
From a blindness perspective.
From blindness perspective.
Correct that.
From blindness perspective. Spell or type the word or phrase. You may also say choose one or another number. Edit. From blindness perspective.
Tell me choices.
2 dialogue from a blindness perspective. 3 dialogue from the blindness perspective. 4 dialogue from other blindness perspective. 5 dialogue from blindness perspective. 6 dialogue from blindness perspectives. 7 dialogue from a blindness perspective. 8 dialogue from a blindness perspective. 9 dialogue from blindness perspective.
From blind.
Select 2.
From a blindness perspective.
Click OK.
Edit.
Say line.
A blindness perspective. Say line.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Excellent. Well, I produced a situation there where we had two different methods of manipulating the correction dialog box. With the first one, with the Jonathan Mosen example, there were no suitable choices in the list of 9. And in that case, I had to spell the phrase. In the second instance, choice number 2 was the correct phrase, so I selected that one from the list. Now, granted, I didn't get Jawbone to spell it, but I was fairly sure that it was saying there from a blindness perspective, which is what we wanted. One of the great things about Jawbone is that you're able to dictate commands through Naturally Speaking to manipulate the JAWS screen reader. So just about everything that you can do from the keyboard in JAWS, you're able to do by dictating commands. And what I'm going to do here is to just play around with the 2 paragraphs that we've got already, and I'll show you how the JAWS screen reader can be manipulated by the use of your voice to read various parts of the text. Wake up. Go to top.
Go the top.
Say line.
I am preparing this demonstration of this wonderful technology, especially for the main menu. Say line.
Say word.
Say word. I.
Next word.
Am. Next word.
Next word.
Preparing. Next word.
Spell word.
Spell word. P-R-E-P-A-R-I-N-G.
Move forward 5 words.
Move forward 5 words. Wonderful.
Go to top.
Go the top.
Say all.
I am preparing this demonstration of this wonderful technology, especially for the main menu program. This is a program presented each week by Jonathan Mosen, comprising news of technology from a blindness perspective.
Go to bottom.
Go to bottom.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Nothing incredibly exciting about what we were doing there, but I was just showing you that it was possible to move around a document, get Jawbone and consequently Jaws to verify where you were in the text, and also we could execute commands such as move forward 5 words. We could go to the end of the line if we wanted to, go to the beginning of the line, go to the top of the document, and so on. We also had Jaws read out the whole document by the use of the say all command. Probably one of the most wonderful things about Naturally Speaking, though, is the ability to be able to enter what we call natural language commands. One of the things that we as visually impaired people have had to get used to as far as Windows is concerned is the fact that it is really quite a visual environment. And of course, it was designed for sighted users. And although Microsoft have very generously provided us with a whole lot of different shortcut commands that we can use from the keyboard, it's actually quite hard for some blind people, particularly those who have never used a computer before, to be able to go through procedures such as moving paragraphs around from one place to another. To do that, you would have to highlight the entire paragraph with Control Shift Down Arrow. You would cut or copy it to the clipboard with Control X or Control C. You would then press Control and Home, perhaps, to go to the top of the document, and assuming that's where it was that you wanted the paragraph, you could paste it in there with Control V. Now, that's a very time-consuming operation, together with being a lot of keystrokes to remember. Similarly, to create a bulleted list, you have to go into the Format options of Microsoft Word, and then bulleted numbered lists, and then you have to negotiate your way around the multi-page dialog box in order to create a bulleted list. The natural language commands make this whole process so much easier. For example, if you have selected text, you're able to say things like, format that Times New Roman 18 bold, and it's just automatically done for you. So what I propose to do here is to create a small bulleted list with 3 items, and then what I'm going to do is to move the bulleted list from the bottom of the document to the top. There'd be no logical sense in doing that, but I want to show you that it can be done and how the natural language commands work. Wake up. Main menu consists of the following items, colon.
Main menu consists of the following items, colon.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
News and information, semicolon.
News and information, semicolon.
New line.
New line.
Reviews of technology.
Reviews of technology.
Semicolon.
Semicolon.
New line.
New line.
Tutorials on many subjects. Full stop.
Tutorials on many subjects. Full stop.
Move up 2 lines.
News and information. Move up 2 lines.
Select bottom of document.
Selected. News and information, semicolon. Reviews of technology, semicolon. Tutorials on many subjects, period.
Format that bullet style.
Format that bullet style.
Unselect that.
News and information. Reviews of technology. Tutorials on many subjects. Unselect that.
Say line.
Bullet. Tutorials on many subjects. Say line.
Move that paragraph to the top of the document.
Move that paragraph to the top of the document.
Go to top.
Go to top.
Say line.
Bullet. News and information.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
And here's another way that we can move the text back to its original position. Wake up. Say line.
Bullet. News and information. Say line.
Select line.
Select line. News and information.
Select next
line. News and information. Select next line. Reviews of technology.
Select next
reviews line. Reviews of technology. Select next line. Tutorials on many subjects.
Cut that.
Tutorials on many subjects. Cut that.
Go to bottom.
Go to bottom.
Paste that.
Paste that.
Say line.
Bullet. Tutorials on many subjects.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
There you are, another way of being able to achieve similar results. And that's the important thing to remember about this whole interface. And that is that there are a variety of different ways of being able to do very similar things and a variety of different commands that you can use. And that's very important because if something is failing for you for whatever reason, then it's important to be able to know of a backup strategy that you can use in order to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. There are lots of these natural language commands. For example, you can say insert table with 3 columns and 5 rows if you wanted to. It's as easy as that, and the table would be created. And because of the excellent support provided by JAWS for Microsoft Word anyway, you're able to easily navigate through that table using Jawbone. And Jawbone itself provides you with a whole host of different table cell reading commands. Another thing you can do in Word particularly is to use the say font command in Jawbone, and of course that would simulate an insert F key press, which would be the keyboard equivalent, and you'd hear all the information relevant to the font and the type style you were using and so on. One of the things that visually impaired people would want to do with this kind of technology is to be able to control their incoming and outgoing email. Naturally Speaking provides support for a variety of email clients, but we recommend for best results that you use Microsoft Outlook. I'm using for this demonstration Microsoft Outlook 2000. I'll now wake the microphone up again. I will close Microsoft Word itself, and do bear in mind that it's going to ask me whether I want to save the changes to this particular document, because we haven't as yet saved it and given it a file name. So we will say no to that, because this document isn't very important. I shall then start Microsoft Outlook, and I'll navigate through my list of incoming messages at the present time. Wake up. Close program.
Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes you made to document 1? Yes button. Close program.
Click no. Start Microsoft Outlook.
Microsoft R Outlook R 2000. Unread. Jim Doherty. Access UK Northern Protected Recycle Bin question.
Move down 1.
Move down 1. Unread. Rainer. Re-access UK queries in Microsoft Access.
Move down 1.
Move down 1. Unread. Colette Sanders. Infotech Magazine.
Open message.
Open message. From Colette Sanders, subject, Infotech Magazine message, plain text. Edit.
Sale.
Hi, Brian Sale. I have heard all about the Infotech magazine and I would like to subscribe right away. Can you please tell me the cost of the magazine and how many editions do I receive each month? From Colette.
Reply to message.
Re-Infotech magazine message plain text. Edit.
Dear Colette.
Dear Colette.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
Thank you for inquiring about Infotech magazine, full stop.
Thank you for inquiring about Infotech magazine, full stop.
The cost is £25 per year, comma.
The cost is £25 per year, comma.
And you can get more information.
And you can get more information.
By visiting my website, colon.
By visiting my website, colon.
New line.
New line.
http://www.hartgen.org.uk.
http://www.hartgen.org.uk.
Go to top.
Go to top.
Sale.
Dear Colette Sale, thank you for inquiring about Infotech magazine. The cost is £25 per year and you can get more information by visiting my website http://www.hartgen.org.uk.
Send message.
From Colette Sanders, subject, Infotech magazine message plain text. Edit. Send message.
Escape.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook. List box. Read and reply to message Colette Sanders, Infotech magazine.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
So I very successfully moved through the list of messages, and when I got to one in which I was interested, I opened the message, read its contents, and then I replied to Colette's message and sent it. And the final thing I did was to escape out of the body of Colette's message, because I was still in there, having replied to it, and I'm now back to the list of messages. Let's create a new message now from scratch. Wake up. New message.
Untitled message plain text. To dot 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 edit.
Terry Clasper.
Terry Clasper.
Subject.
Subject edit. Subject.
This is a very good message.
This is a very good message.
Body.
Edit.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
This is just a test of me dictating text.
This is just a test of me dictating text.
Using Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Using Dragon Naturally Speaking.
In the body of an email message, full stop.
In the body of an email message, full stop.
Send message.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook. List box. Read and reply to message Colette Sanders, Infotech magazine.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
And so to the last thing I'll be doing in this demonstration, and that is having a look at Internet Explorer and how you would control this by the use of your voice. As you'll hear, we'll get very effective access because JAWS is excellent at reporting web-based content within Internet Explorer anyway. And with Naturally Speaking and Jawbone functionality added, you'll see that we get very effective results indeed. I'm going to start Internet Explorer, and my homepage happens to be the Google search engine. I'm going to find the edit box and then dictate the phrase ACB radio into that edit box. I'll then execute the search button. When the results page appears, I'll be searching for the word results, because it's much more effective doing it that way, because we need to get to the start of the search results rather than wade through all the links at the top of the page. While we could bring up the links list to do this as soon as the page loads, this is a much more efficient way of getting to the right place where you need to be. I'll then bring up the list of links and we'll navigate through it. Eventually, I'll get onto the ACB radio site, with which you're all, I'm sure, familiar, and my aim will be to get to the main menu archive through which we can browse. Wake up. Start Internet Explorer.
Page has 12 links. Google, UK, web link, images link, group
Stop
link,
talking.
Directory link, news, new. Google search button, I'm feeling like lucky. Stop talking.
Find edit box.
Edit. Find edit box.
Open quotes.
Open quotes.
ACB radio.
ACB radio.
Close quotes.
Close quotes.
Click Google search.
Click Google search. Page has 67 links. Link go to
Stop
Google
talking.
Home link graphic images / res 1 link graph Google.
Get find text.
Get find text. Virtual find. JAWS. JAWS find dialog. Find what edit.
Results.
Results.
Enter.
Language. Google search ACB radio. Results 110 of about 1,320. Search took 0.30 seconds.
Get links list.
Get links list. Radio low prices and security guarantee. Click here. 15 of 67.
Move down one.
Welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world's blind community.
Activate link.
Welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world's blind community. Page has 4 headings and 72 links. Welcome to
Stop
ACB
talking.
Radio, the voice of the world's blind community. Click.
Get links list.
JAWS. Links list dialog. Links list view. Listen to the ACB Radio promotional CD or read an introduction to ACB Radio and our broadcast services. 1 of 72.
Press key V.
Press key V. Visit our on-demand section to hear archives of your favorite ACB Radio mainstream shows.
Activate link.
Visit our on-demand section to hear archives of your favorite ACB Radio mainstream shows. Page has 2 headings and 41 links. Heading level 1 ACB
Stop
local.
Talking.
Heading level 1 ACB radio shows on demand. ACB.
Get links list.
JAWS. Links list dialog. Links list view. Archives from convention 2002. 1 of 41.
Main menu.
Main menu. ACB radio's technology show.
Activate link.
Please note that main menu will be taking a break until 22 January 2003 after this week's show. Page has 125 headings and 491 links.
Stop talking.
Please note that main menu will be taking a break until...
Say address.
Say address. Address is http://www.ecradio.org/mainmenu.html.
Next link.
18 December 2002 link. Next link.
Next link.
Next link. Mike Calvo sent me a link.
Next link.
Next link. TalkX link.
Next link.
Book Courier link. Next link.
Next link.
Next link. 11 December 2002 link. Next link.
Sale.
Sale. Heading level 3 link 11 December 2002. This week on Main Menu, we talk about and demonstrate Link Viewwind, a suite of self-voicing Windows applications for file management, reading files, and editing documents.
Stop
Doug
talking.
Doug joins us to talk about Window Up Talk.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
What can I say? We got there in the most efficient manner possible, and towards the end there, I did a little bit of page navigation. I used the next link command in order to find a specific date that I wanted, which was the 11th of December, and then I used the say all command in order to be able to read that text associated with the date. The other command I was using quite frequently was stop talking, and as you heard, that stops the speech and equates to pressing the control key, which would normally silence the speech within JAWS. And I think really that's all I can usefully demonstrate at this stage. But during the interview, of course, we gave you the contact details for TNT Consultancy, who are able to provide a lot more information about Naturally Speaking, Jaws and Jawbone. So feel free to contact them with any questions that you may have.